Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Sunday, the 29th of May, and I'm recording this podcast in the garden of my parents' home. So if you hear a little bit of wind rustling in the leaves and birds singing in the background, you'll know why. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we are preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, numbers 120 to 134. Those sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're up to Psalm 123. Today we're going to read the whole psalm and then comment overall on it before tomorrow going into specifics on some of the verses. It reads, "A song of ascents. I lift up my eyes to you whose throne is in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant." The first word of the psalm is I lift up my eyes to you. But although it's a personal plea, it's also a statement or a prayer of the whole community. For the rest of the psalm is about our eyes, about us, and about we. It's one of the psalms of what's called communal lament. Those would also include the following psalms, numbers 44, 58, 74, 79, 80, 83, 89 from verse 38 on, numbers 106, and finally this one, number 123. Perhaps you'd like to do a Bible study of those and looking at common themes. As Brueggemann says in his book on Psalms, the communal lament makes a vigorous, nearly accusatory address to Yahweh, imputing responsibility to Yahweh for the disaster, whether through neglect or hostility. But even when an accusatory tone is employed, it is clear that the lament is an act of faith, for only Yahweh, who caused the trouble, can right the wrong. In this psalm, he's lifting up his eyes to heaven because he is in need. Have mercy, he says. We've endured much contempt, much ridicule from the proud, contempt from the arrogant. There is a problem. Has God allowed it? Did God cause it? Well, only God knows, but nonetheless, the psalmist has the faith to know that only God can solve the issue. The truth is, we go through many moods or phases in life, as the pilgrims did as they made their way up to Jerusalem for one of the great feasts. And in our different moods, it's important we take them to God. This psalm helps us remember that we can take our moods to God. Jesus, in a way, went through many moods himself. You can see that as you read through the Gospels, even in his time on the cross. His different cries, his different statements show us some of the anguish and the different feelings he was going through, particularly culminating in the cry of Matthew 27, verse 46. At the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Even in his forsakenness, he took that to God. We need to do the same thing. Are you taking everything to God, all the hopes, but all the fears, all the difficulties, all the matters that are causing distress in your life right now? We can take it all to God, and we can find strength that we need to handle these things. It's a bit like the early church when they were persecuted. In Acts chapter 4, verses 24 and following, we find a church that is under intense persecution, and I think in a fearful mood, to be honest. And what do they do? In that fear, they take it to God. When they heard this, verse 24, they raised their voices together communally in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain?" We may not understand it all, but we can take it to God. Tomorrow we'll go on to look at the verses. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.